Daniel Snowstorm by Kimberly Webb, Church Magazines. I hung up the phone dumbfounded. I have to call everyone, I thought. Pete, Whitney, Kristen. I fumbled for my planner, too flustered to remember the phone numbers I'd had memorized since middle school. A few weeks before, our group of friends had mailed Daniel a Christmas package. We had marveled that in a mere 6 months he would be home from his mission. We could hardly wait. Then Daniel's dad had called. Now I wished we still had to wait. Bad news suddenly turned 6 months into 3 days. Daniel had become so sick he was bedridden, and the doctors didn't know why. Besides being worried about his illness, I was heartsick to think of how disappointed he must be. Serving a mission had been his most treasured goal, and the people in Michigan were some of his most beloved friends. The night before Daniel's return home, I lay in bed staring out the window. The moon illuminated brown mountains and bare tree branches, nothing like the snow-covered evergreens I pictured in Michigan. I frowned. It will be even more depressing if he has to come back to this, I thought. Climbing out of bed and onto my knees, I prayed that Daniel might be welcomed home by a glistening white blanket of snow. Before I drifted off to sleep, a few snowflakes flurried outside my window. The next morning, as we walked to Daniel's house to await his arrival, beautiful snow crunched under our shoes. I offered a hurried, silent prayer of thanks. Soon, a car pulled into the driveway. Daniel looked frail, but he managed a weak smile and handshake for each of us. As he inched up the walkway, he paused to survey the yard. His smile deepened. "I like the snow," he murmured. I turned away to hide my tears. That afternoon, as I drove back to college, I realized more fully what the Lord had done. Only one storm cloud hovered in the sky, directly over our hometown. Less than 3 miles away from the snow, the sun beamed down on a dry, brown valley. I had always believed in answers to prayers, even in miracles, but it was the first time I had understood that sometimes God performs small miracles just to show His love. Overwhelmed by the Spirit, I thanked the Lord again for His gift of comfort, a snowstorm for Daniel. 3 months passed before doctors diagnosed his problem, a rare neurological condition. By then it was too late for him to return to the mission field, but he didn't stop being a missionary. After 8 years of friendship with Daniel, Kristen finally agreed to learn about the gospel. She hadn't believed in Christ until Daniel began teaching her. Then I knew I was witnessing another miracle. 2 weeks before Daniel had originally been scheduled to come home, Kristen was baptized. Daniel's most difficult trial had turned into a precious blessing. Whenever I doubt the same divine guidance amid my own trials, I remember the miracle of Daniel's snowstorm. End of the article, Daniel's Snowstorm by Kimberly Webb, Church Magazines.